各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, good evening.
时间过得很快，我们又很快的进入安息日。
Time has passed really quickly, and again, we are at a Sabbath day.
那晚上呢？想跟大家分享的题目是生命的量度。
Tonight, the topic I would like to share is the measurement of a man's life.
我们请看诗篇90篇12节。
Let's turn to Psalms 90.
诗篇九十篇的十二节。
Psalms chapter 90, verse 12.
诗篇九十篇十二节
Psalms 90 verse 12，
这里说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Here it reads, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
有时候我们真的数算一下过去发生的已经过去的日子跟发生的事情。
So many times we think back on times that have passed and things, events that have happened.
有时候一回想呢，真的会感受到许多神的一个恩典。
And when we reflect on the past, we can feel the blessing of God.
那会充满了一个感恩。
And we are filled with the spirit of thanksgiving.
那有时候我们事情不顺利，也有失败的时候。
And sometimes when things are not going smoothly or there's failure.
那有时候我们回头仔细思考，确实也可以得到一个学习跟警惕。
Even when we think back on these things, we can learn different lessons.
所以这里说会得到智慧的心。
So here it says to gain a heart of wisdom.
那当我们思想过去，然后再展望未来。
So when we think back, we can also look to the future.
毕竟在属世或属灵方面，真的可以得到很多的一个长进。
And in the spirit, we can.
在属世或属灵方面。
Oh, so on things of the earth or on things of the spirit.
我们都可以得到一些长进。
We could all.Learn some things of wisdom.
在人类的传统的观念里面，可以说年纪代表了生命的量度。
So traditionally, we say that age is a measurement of man's life.
但是后来更有智慧的人，他们思考，他认为，其实我们的年纪只不过代表了我们生命的长度。
But later, with people with more wisdom, discovered that age can only be an indication of the length of a life.
其实生命更加重要，就是我们生命的宽度。
What is more important is the width of this life.
那什么是生命的宽度呢？
What does it mean by the width of a life?
就是一生的成就、作为跟贡献。
It is the measurement of someone's contribution.
也事实上是建立在人跟人的关系上面。
And its foundation is the relationship between man and man.
所以如果说生命的宽度是因为人跟人的关系所造成的。
So if the width of a life is determined within the relationships between a person and another.
那对一个基督徒来讲，我们不只说我们跟人有关系，我们跟神更有关系。
Then for a Christian, it's not just the relationship between a man and man, but rather man and God.
所以如果说我们把人跟神的关系，我们称之为高度。
So if you place man's relationship with God as the most important.
就是把它称为是生命的高度。
And as the pinnacle, the height of one's life.
那这样来看的话呢，我们大概可以看出了，一个基督徒的生命，我们是有长度、有宽度、有高度的。
Then we can see that a Christian's life has length, width, as well as height.
那我们知道说，长度乘上宽度乘上高度就是一个体积。
So.Width, length, width, and height, these are the three aspects of measurement.
那既然说是一个体积的话，就是它是一个立体的。It's a volume.
Okay, and so because of these three dimensions, then there is a volume to life.
但是的话呢，我们看一般人，大概只有长度跟宽度。
But we see that most people only have length and width.
因为他们缺少了神跟人，人跟神的关系。
Because they are lacking in the relationship with
man. 所以他们的人生是平面的。
So for them, their life is flat. It's too dimensional.
那我们知道说平面跟立体的东西是截然不同的。
And we know that things that are flat and things that have volume are
从这个比喻来看也可以告诉我们，其实基督徒的生命跟一般人的生命是完全不同的。
From this example and metaphor, we can see that a Christian's life is completely different from the life of someone else.
为什么说我们知道这个讲台是木头做的
？How do we know that this is made of wood？
因为它是有高度的。
Well, this podium has height.
有高度可以看出它的内涵。
And because it has height, we can see it's
within. 知道它是用木头做的。
I know that it is made out of wood.
所以说没有高度的其实是没有内涵的。
So something without height does not have anything within it.
所以一个真正的基督徒我们才有真正的一个生命的内涵。
So a true Christian has content and has something within their life.
那从这边我们大概可以简单做一个思想的一个空间。
From here we can make this following reflection.
所以我们今天晚上就一起来思想到底我们这个生命的量度是什么。
So tonight let us think about what our life's measurement is.
先谈到这个生命的长度。
So let's first speak of life's length.
其实生命的长度可以说是非常短暂的，非常有限的。
We can say that there is a limit to the length of life. It's very short.
在诗篇九十篇第十节那里提到。
In Psalms 90 verse 4.
他说我们一生的年日呢，是七十岁，强壮的可以到八十岁。
It says that we live in a 70 and we can have strength until 80.
当然今天许多人呢，已经超过九十岁了。
But of course today many people have already lived longer than 90 years.
甚至有些已经达到快百岁了。
And some have even reached 100.
但不管是七十、八十、九十，其实人生是非常短暂的。
But whether you live to 70, 80, 90 or 100, your life is very short.
人人都喜欢长寿。
So people would wish to live long.
但是其实我们没办法掌控。
But we can't control this.
我们请看路加福音十二章的二十五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12, verse.
路加福音十二章的二十五节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 25.
路加福音十二章二十五节这里说，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Here it says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
人不管你处心积虑的想尽任何办法，其实没办法让我们的生命，我们的这个寿数增加一刻。
So it doesn't matter what you do, how you worry, you cannot add a single hour to your life.
因为我们的生命是掌控在神的手中。
Because our life is in the hands of God.
有时候呢，我们看有人在做这个生日宴在寿星会庆祝他的生日。
Sometimes we see people celebrating.
Birthday.
Their birthday.
那早期啦，我看很多中国人的习惯就是会这个说一些祝福的话，对这个寿星说一些祝福的话。
Okay, traditionally in Chinese culture, on the birthday, people will give well wishes to the.
很多人都说哇，祝他这个寿比南山。
Many people will say.
Live as long as
a
mountain.
Okay, live as long, live a life as long as a mountain.
寿比南山，这个当然就是说，因为早期哦，在中国大陆那个南山，但是也就是说，一般人的观念里面，那个山稳如就是非常的稳固，不会移动的。
The saying comes because in our understanding of a mountain, the mountain is very stable; it doesn't move.
所以说人的寿命如果像那个山一样的话呢，其实真的可以长长久久。
So if a man's life is like a mountain, then truly it would be long-lasting.
可是呢，如果我们看过中国的唐山大地震跟最近不久以前的四川大地震。
But if you think back and think about the great earthquakes that have hit China in recent years.
还有差不多十年前台湾发生的九二一大地震。
And the large earthquake 10 years ago in Taiwan.
你如果去过那些发生过那个大地震的地区，其实完全不一样了。
You can see something very different.
有些山已经被移动了。
Some mountains have been collapsed, have moved.
有些本来在高处那个地方突然的话呢下降了。
Places that used to be up on high are now low.
整个地形已经做了非常大的一个转移。
The whole terrain has changed.
所以山其实也不是那么牢靠了。
So even a mountain is not so stable and so long-lasting.
所以以现在来讲的话呢，如果我们经历过这些，再说你的寿比南山，其实有点不太适合了。
So the saying to live as long as a mountain, it's also not.
That's appropriate.
That is appropriate.
那小弟呢有个朋友后来他移民到加拿大。
So I have a friend that immigrated to Canada.
那其实也是以前公司我上班公司的同事。
And he was a coworker in my company.
那小弟还在上班的时候，曾经回到美国出差，又就绕道过去看一下他。
So when I was working and wanted to go back to America, I actually stopped by Canada to visit him.
啊，那他都非常客气的请小弟到他家吃饭。
He was very polite and invited me to his house to eat.
啊，那我记得那天吃饭的时候的话呢，他太太特别声明很多事情。
I remember when I was eating a meal with them, his wife was particularly worried about.
Mentioned
something.
哦，他说这个鸡是自己养的。
She said that this chicken we raised it ourselves.
啊，那个菜是自己种的。
These vegetables we grew them ourselves.
桌上的东西你不用担心，全部都是无毒的，跟外面的世界不太一样的。
Everything on the table, don't worry, it's different. It's different from everything else in the world.
确实，我看他院子啦，他后院那个地方呢，真的又养鸡又养鸭，然后又种了很多这些那蔬菜水果。
And it's true, I saw their yard and their garden, and they were raising ducks and chicken and raised their own vegetables as well.
那他太太，他太太是台湾大学的化学系的高材生。
And his wife is a very educated woman from Taiwan.
啊，她是念的是化学。
She learned chemistry.
所以因为这样的话，她很会做很多食品加工方面的事。
So, in terms of anything chemical related, she's very, she knows how to do many of those things.
啊，那天吃完饭以后，那真的是，其实小弟非常印象深刻了。
So that night left a very deep impression on me.
可是我大概回那时候回台湾大概三年之后吧。
And then I returned to Taiwan.
后来听说她生病了。
I heard that she had fallen sick.
啊，那听说她得了癌症。
I heard that she had cancer.
就是那个先生哈，就是我那个同事，他得了癌症。
Yes.
那时候大家都觉得很奇怪。
And so my friend had gotten cancer, and I thought this is so strange.
因为以前的同事也好，他的同学啦，很多朋友都觉得非常讶异。
And a lot of people were very surprised.
两个夫妻这么会照顾自己的身体，吃东西吃这么小心。
The husband and wife, they knew how to take care of their bodies. They ate food so carefully.
啊，但是怎么会得癌症？而且后来呢，不到差不多一年多呢，他就走了。
How is it that they can still fall ill, and how is it that he'd pass away in a year?
他离世的时候才50出头岁一点。
When he passed away, he was only a little over 50.
所以有时候，其实我们仔细想一想，当然我们要照顾我们的身体了，但是生命掌握在神的手中。
So if we think, of course, we need to take care of our own bodies and our health, but our life is in the hands of God.
我们请看雅各书四章的13-15。雅各书第四章13-15。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
第四章的13-15。
James chapter 4, verse 13 to 15.
这里说，你们有话说，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。十五节说，你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，也可以做那事。哦，这个经节我们才能读到。
So when we read this passage.
真的，有时候明天发生什么事情，我们真的不知道。
It's true. What will happen tomorrow? We really don't know.
有时候我们很完美的一个计划，到时候不得不改变。
We might have a very beautiful plan for tomorrow, but we have to change it.
那这里说，主若愿意，我就可以活着做这个事，做那个事。
Here it says, if it is the Lord's will, then we can do this or do that.
小弟的母亲呢？年轻的时候身体非常糟糕。
When my mother was young, her health was very poor.
啊，那以前林务珍长老，他是当以前是做医生的。
And there was an elder Ling who was a doctor.
啊，那有一次呢，看看我母亲的身体，他就摇摇头，他说：“你大概除了头发跟没有病以外，全身是病。”
And he took a look at my mom and said, "Besides your hair and your nails, everywhere you're sick."
表示说他身体真的是非常糟糕的。
She was very ill.
他的肺部呢，其实一直有一边是没有什么功能的。
And one side of her body did not have strength at all.
那小弟后来移民到美国，在凤凰城。
Later, I immigrated to America.
小弟的父母呢，曾经到那里跟我一起住过两年。
And my parents lived with me for 2 years.
那到美国的时候呢，第一次我带他到大峡谷去玩。
And when I was in America, I took my mom to
Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon.
去的时候呢，我看他流下眼泪来。
And when we went, I saw that she had tears in her eyes.
有没有他是感激神，既然能够留他的命，活到八十几岁
？And she was crying because she felt this, how wonderful it is that God gave her life until 80.
然后的话呢，她能够留她的命，看到那个神造物的伟大。
Not only that she could live until she was 80 years old, but that she could see God's great creation.
所以一个年轻的时候就全身是病的，竟然能够活到八十几岁。他几年前他过世了，那活到八十七岁。
How wonderful it was that even though she was so ill as a young woman, she could live until 80, and she didn't actually pass away until 87.
所以真的我们的生命是掌握在神的手中。
So really our lives are in the hands of God.
我们尽量照顾我们的身体，这是必要的。
It is necessary for us to take care of our own health.
但是生命的长度是在乎神。
But the length of our life is up to God.
所以其实多长真的由不得我们。
So really, how long your life is, it's not up to us.
这也不是我们人生的重点。
And this is not the main point of our life.
我们人生的重点是人生命的宽度跟生命的高度。
Really, what we need to pursue in life is life's width and height.
谈到生命的高度是需要我们人去开拓的。
And if we talk about our life's height,
the width,
or the width.
宽度是需要我们努力去开拓的。Okay.
So,it is with our own effort that we lengthen like
一般人
life's width.
怎么来量这个人的生命的宽度呢
？So how do you measure the width of one's life?
我们看到一般社会上人，你会常常发觉说，他要量一个人的所谓的身价呢，都是用钱来衡量的。
If you look at outside society, usually they measure a man's life by how much money they make.
所以如果说一个人身价是用钱来当标准。
So if a man's status is according to money,
那我们在看你进一步思想的话，你看到大部分的衡量一个人都是以他的名利地位来成就来衡量一个人。
Then we can say that many people judge others because of their wealth and because of their status.
就是有利，还有那个名。
If they have power and fame.
还有那个地位 status.
And status.
所以这些大概是一般人我们就已经很常常已经习惯看到他们的一个思想。
This is something we're very familiar with, this type of thinking.
其实我们仔细观察一下呢，很多企业家刚开始呢，他的公司小小的时候都没人知道是谁，他是谁。
But we can see that a lot of people, when their companies were small and we did not know who they were.
后来公司越来越赚钱，越来越大，后来赚了很多钱。
And when their companies grew bigger and bigger, and they earned more and more wealth.
有了利之后的话呢，他的名声，他开始大起来了。
And once they have this kind of power, their fame also increased.
然后的话呢，他的地位也不太一样了。
And their status changed as well.
你看很多国家那些大企业，这些企业家的话呢，讲一句话，政府都不得不听啊。
We can see that in many countries, these big businessmen, if they say something, even the government can't ignore it.
那当然，我们看到了很多国家的这些的政治人物。
Of course, we see many of these countries' politicians.
他们是当然是很有地位的。
They also have a lot of status.
那其实我们看有时候呢，很多国家的这些像部长级的，本来也许以前只是一个教授，是籍籍无名的。
We see a lot of these people with status now. They used to be men without status and without say.
就是他是一个大学的教授。
He was just perhaps a professor at a college.
那个时候只有学生认识他，社会上没有人认识他。
And at that time, only the students knew this professor. The rest of the world did not.
可是当他当上这个高阶的部长了，大概他的地位就不一样了，他的名当然不一样了。
But when this person climbs in career path, then his status and fame is different.
因为这样到后来其实他也获取了很多利益到后来他也得到很多利益
and afterwards he also gained a lot of power
well,
well.
那或者是很多的 benefit、那 比如说以前的克林顿总统已经下任了。
Okay, so let's take a look at President Clinton.
我相信他在当州长以前，他的一场演讲大概是不值什么钱了。
Before he was president, what his speeches they weren't worth much.
可是当上这个总统后来退休下来以后的话，他一场演讲从几十万到一百万美金是非常平常的。
But after he became president and after he left that office, every speech he gives is worth tens of thousands of dollars.
所以其实名利地位常常是都是结合在一起的。
So fame and power and wealth, they're all bundled together.
当然了，艺术家有些呢都是开始有名以后才可能有这个利。
Of course, some people also start with fame and then they have power.
所以但是艺术家比较可惜，就是说有时候就离世以后他才真正出名起来，在活的时候的话其实有时候好处还得不到。
But these artists with fame, many times, unfortunately, it's not until they pass away that their art becomes appreciated.
所以我看有些人的话呢，在买那个名画或是那些艺术品的话，通常会问一句话，这个人死了没有？
So many people, when they buy a piece of artwork, they will ask, oh, has this person passed away yet?
当然有些专门在收集这些希望说哪一天他死了以后他的就价格就不一样了。
Of course, there are some collectors also who collect pieces of art and just hope that after the artist passes away,
所以这个就是一般人在衡量一个人的所谓的宽度的一个尺寸。
So the ordinary person usually judges the width of a person's life using these criteria.
是用名、用利益、地位来衡量一个人。
To use fame, status, and power to measure a person's width.
那台湾有一个作家呢，叫吴若权，他写了一本书。
So there's an author in Taiwan.
他写了一本书叫做《开拓生命的宽度》。
And the title of the book was something along the lines of widening the width of a man's life.
那他是可以说从心理建设的角度，从人性面来鼓舞人一个更有一个正面的一个生命力。
And he encouraged people to use a different criteria to see
psychological
criteria to see man the width of man's life.
那他里面谈到几个重点。
And he spoke of a couple of main points.
他提到说是宽容，就是要付出关心才会开心呐。就是说人跟人呢，我们要付出关心才会开心。
And he said that we need to care for one another in order to have happiness.
那他说我们需要宽心。就是说我需要我们应该要鼓励自己呢，才能够保持很乐观的一个心情。
And that we need self-esteem, we need to be able to pick ourselves up.
那也需要就是说让一个宽厚的一个心怀，那才能够累积更多的一个能量。
And we need to have a bigger heart.
然后才能够累积 accumulate 这个power.
Okay, in order to accumulate power.
那他有提到一个宽广，就是说我们的就是我们的生涯发展呢，就是从我们的心开始。
And he said that the width of our life it begins with our own heart.
那从这边可以讲，就是从人性面来分析，来鼓舞人性。
And so from this psychological perspective and a humanist perspective,
他已经比一般人可以说又高了一层了。
His example of is and his criteria is higher.
那也可以说呢，真的算是一个更有智慧的一个人。
You can say that he is a man of more wisdom.
但是不管是我们刚所谈的这些一般人比较属世的眼光来看，来衡量一个人呢，或者说这些比较有智慧的这个作者他们所看到的人生呢，或生命呢，那其实这些跟圣经里面神所衡量我们的标准是不一样的。
But regardless of what criteria you use, whether it's society's criteria or the criteria of authors with more wisdom, it is still not the same criteria as is recorded in the Bible.
我们请看诗篇三十七篇的十六节到十七节。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 37, verse 16 to 17.
诗篇三十六篇的十七节。
Psalms 37, 16 to 17.
诗篇三十七篇十六到十七。
Psalm 37, 16 to 17.
他说：“一个义人所有的虽少，强过许多恶人的富余。 因为恶人的臂膀必被折断，那主是扶持义人。这里提到了，有时候义人我们所有的真的不多了。
So here it says that the righteous, sometimes you really don't have much.
但再怎么样的话，都比那些恶人，他们因为不当的手段所得到的，虽然说也很富有，但是那个在神的眼中是恶的，是会被折断的。
But regardless of how little the righteous have, compared to the wicked who might have much wealth from their evil deeds, it's nothing because the Lord upholds the righteous.
所以神并不是看说你到底是多富有，还要看说你的来源是如何来的。
The Lord does not look at how much wealth you have, but rather how you got it.
所以不当取得的一个财富的话，终归会无有。
No matter how much wealth you have, in the end, it's of no value.
那恶人会被神所丢弃的。
Because the Lord will cast away the wicked.
所以从这边可以看到说，神是以善恶为标准，不是以贫富为标准。
So the Lord here looks at righteousness and not at wealth.
我们再看路加福音十二章的十五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
路加福音十二章的十五节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
这里说，于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
It says here, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
所以这里呢，圣经已经给我们了非常清楚的一个标准。
So here, the Bible gives us a very, very clear criteria.
在神眼中看我们的生命的话呢，不在乎家道丰富。
In the Lord's eyes, our life is not measured by the abundance of our possessions.
一个就是我们前面所提到的，在神的眼中，他是以善恶为标准的。
So in God's eyes, He looks at good and evil, righteousness.
另外一个原因就是，其实所有的资源都是神给我们的。
And the other reason is because in actuality, everything that we have is given from God.
既然说神给我们的，那神当然很清楚啊。
Since God gives us our possessions, of course He knows what you have.
这个不是神要看我们的重点。
This is not the pursuit of our life. This is not the main thing He looks at.
所以说人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
So a man's life is not measured by the possessions.
但是的话呢，我想每个人资源拿的不太一样。
And also, what everyone has is a little bit different.
那其实前天我们谈过了神给每个人的资源是不同的。
We've already said what God gives to every man in terms of possessions is different.
Resources.
那
既然说给我们的资源是不同的，那么但是主耶稣主要看我们怎么样善用他的资源。
So the resources we're given is different, but what God looks at is how we have utilized our resources.
那前一个晚上我们谈过了。
The other night we already talked about this.
那我们再看一下提摩太前书六章的十八十九节。
So let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章的十八十九节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18 to 19.
提摩太前书第六章的十八节、十九节。
First Timothy 6:18-19.
这里说，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意攻击人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。这里说，行善在好事上富足，才能够持定那真正的生命。
And here it reads that. They need to do good in order to take hold of the life that is truly life.
这些是需要我们慢慢的日积月累的把这个根基建立起来的。
That laying of treasure is into a firm foundation. That is what we must do.
所以这边可以看到，就是说其实呢，神给我们的资源的话，我们有没有办法真正在行善、在好事上来富足
？So the resources that God gives us, we must utilize for good.
那这个它是跟我们的真正的生命是有直接关系的。
And this is what has a direct relation to our life.
所以说资源丰不丰富不是重点。
So the main point is not whether or not you have many resources.
我们如何用那些资源才是重点。
It is how you use those resources that is important.
那这个就是神要衡量我们的地方。
And this is what God encourages us to do.
我们真的是用在那个行善方面吗
？Do we really do it in goodness and generosity?
所以 从圣经的标准啊，这是这个地方是值得我们来思考的。
So this is the criteria of the Bible.
那我们再看腓立比书二章的十四到十六节。
So let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们再看另外一个标准，神要衡量我们的。
We are going to turn to another criterion that God gives us.
腓立比书二章的十四到十六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 14.
十四节这里说，我所行的都不要花怨言起争论，你们是无稽之灾，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我们在基督的日子好夸我们没有空跑，没有徒劳。这里提到了神要我们洁圣洁，像无瑕，像无瑕疵的儿女。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16, it reads that we must be blameless and pure children of God.
这样才能够呢，在这个悖谬的时代里面的话，像明光照耀。
And that in this crooked and depraved generation, we can shine like stars in the universe.
生命的道才能够真正这样来表现出来。
And this is the true way that we can, that we have life.
所以在这里告诉我们另外一个重点，就是说，我们如何成为一个圣洁、无瑕疵的一个儿女。
So here's the other important point that we must be blameless and pure.
那这是神要衡量我们的地方。
And this is and children of God, this is what God wants us to do.
所以做一个基督徒，我们追求的是一个好名声，不是一个知名度。
So as Christians, what we are seeking is to be blameless, not.
我们谈到了世上的人在衡量一个人，常常是看他的名。
So we've already said that in society, usually people look at a person's fame.
你看一个人知名度很高的话，一天到晚在媒体出现。
And if they have a lot of fame, they're always before the eyes of media.
可以说有时候的话呢，几乎是无人不晓。
And they always have many followers as well.
但是那些知名度高的话呢，不见得是有好名声的。
But people who have a lot of fame, it's not necessarily true that they also have a good name.
你看很多国仔队为什么都专门在跟那些这知名人物。
Why do so many people follow, like paparazzi follow those with a lot of fame?
因为很多知名人物的话，企业家也好，政治家也好，有时候在私生活其实很多地方见不到人的。
Because regardless of what kind of fame this person has, whether it's a politician or someone in media, they sometimes in their private lives they're really not worth.
记得很久以前呢，那个克林顿总统还在当总统的时候。
I remember that when President Clinton, when he was still in office,
我在一份报纸上面看到一幅漫画。
In the newspaper, I saw a strip.
那这个漫画呢？就是画的就是克林顿总统。
And this cartoon strip depicted President Clinton.
可是他底下呢讲的话呢，其实带有相当大的一个批评跟侮辱。
But the words of this political cartoon, was very criticized President Clinton very greatly.
因为底下他写的一个是最进步跟聪明的动物。
And because the caption said the smartest animal.
因为那个时候他很多那个绯闻真的吵的是这个让很多人的话呢就是其实有很多人是看不下去了。
Because the scandal that surrounded President Clinton caused a lot of people to not be able to really stand it.
当然是很多人也不太理会了，为什么？主要说你可以把国家的事情办好，其他事情我不理。
Of course, there were some people who thought, as long as you can take care of the country, then we won't bother about your personal life.
我相信那个漫画在就是在批评他某方面的一个行为，其实有时候跟动物没什么两样。
But that cartoon was saying that President Clinton's actions were no better than animals.
所以一个全世界最知名的一个人物的话呢，你说他有好名声吗？有些人可能会想一想，不见得会点头。
So if you ask, if you ask yourself, the smartest animal, does that person have a good name? Then some people will say no.
所以基督徒我们追求是一个好名声，有真正的行为，是一个圣洁的。
So the good name of a Christian is one that is holy.
而不是你在追求一个知名度。
And so you're not searching for fame.
所以对我们来讲，我们基督徒其实我们重视的是神给我们的资源，我们是不是真的好好善用在善事， 在好事上的富足。
So for Christians, the question, the most important thing is, of our resources, have we used it to do good works?
啊, 那我们是不是真的在追求圣洁, 我们追求一个好名声, 哦, 真的成, 就是有基督徒的, 有这个, 基督的一个形象。
Are we really doing things to be blameless and pure? Are we doing things in the image of Christ?
哦, 这是圣经里面呢, 神的一个尺寸。
This is one criteria, one measurement in the Bible.
哦, 所以这是跟外面的尺寸是不一样的。
So this is very different from the criteria of the outside world.
表示说当我们在追求生命的开拓，生命的宽度， 我们所用的标准跟一般人的标准是不同的。
So this signifies that when we're looking at the width of a man's life, our criteria is very, our measurements are very different than the world's.
谈到生命的高度也是需要我们去开拓的。
If we talk about the height of a life, then that's also something that we need to examine.
那所谓生命的高度呢，其实就是属灵的高度。
So the height of a life is the spiritual life.
也就是说一个属灵的高矮。
And it is spiritual height.
我们请看以西结书17章的24节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 17.
以西结书17章的24节。
Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 24.
啊。 以西结书第17章的24节。
Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 24.
这里说田野的树木都必知道我主是高树矮小，矮树高大，青树枯干，枯树花旺，我主如此说，也如此行了。啊，与神的关系，爱主的程度，跟我们属灵的高矮有直接的关系的。
So the height of our spiritual life is directly related to the love of the Lord.
我们跟神的关系,
and a relationship with God.
我们真正为主能够做过什么?
What have we done for God?
那神在眼中怎么来看我们, 我们的高度是如何?
And in God's eyes, how, what is the height of our life?
啊, 这边谈到是一个, 啊, 一个香柏树的一个比喻。
In Ezekiel, it gives a metaphor of the trees.
啊, 那其实呢, 我们所有的基督徒都是一样的。
So truly, all Christians are the same.
到底我们在神的眼中的我们的高度是如何?
And but what is our what is the height our height in the Lord's eyes?
啊, 当然我们在看过去呢很多成功的例子。
So of course we see many successful examples.
啊, 比如说使徒时代那些使徒们，大部分的他们的生命的长度其实都不长。
For example, in Acts, the many of the apostles in Acts, the length of their life was not long.
但是他们的宽度跟高度是确实我们都没办法来相比的。
But the width of their life and the height of their life, it's we can't even compare.
因为很多使徒们都是为主而牺牲了。
Because many of these apostles, they actually sacrificed their life for Jesus Christ.
可以说他们竭尽所能的无怨无悔的到最后甚至牺牲生命。
So they gave everything for life, even everything for the Lord, even their own life.
所以说, 生命的宽度跟高度真的无人能比。
So really, their the width and their height of their life, no one can compare.
当然了, 其实在我们现在的社会, 在我们的, 这个信徒当中也是有很多好的美好的一个例子。
And of course, also in today, today we also have many great examples.
有一位, 在台湾南部的一个王姊妹, 她已经离世了。
There is a sister Wang in Taiwan who has already passed away.
啊, 她离世的时候才中年。
And when she passed away, she was still in middle, the middle years.
啊, 很多人非常的觉得非常的惋惜。
And many people thought this was a pity.
因为她是如此爱主的一个姊妹。
Because she really was a sister who loved the Lord.
非常有爱心。
She had a great love.
啊, 不管对教会的工人, 对教会的圣工, 对你的慕道朋友, 都非常有爱心。
Towards brothers and sisters in church, towards holy work and towards friends, she had love.
有人帮她算过, 她大概带了超过100个人来信主。
Someone actually counted and she probably brought more than 100 people to the Lord.
我相信在信徒当中能够带超过100人信主的几乎可以说微乎其微。
And I think that if you look at the history, bring people who have brought more than 100 people to church, you can't find many.
我们教会的弟兄呢，啊，在念书的时候就租他的房子。
There was a brother who, when he was studying, he rented his house out.
啊，那因为那个租的房间呢，啊，其实跟他家的哦，就隔了一道墙而已。
Oh, and actually the house that he rented, gave up for rent, was right next to his own home.
常常听到，他大概是蛮晚的时候，很晚了，大概先生跟小孩都已经上床睡觉了，他就跪在那边祷告。
And when it was very late at night and everyone has gone to sleep, he kneeled down and prayed.
一祷告都几乎是一个小时。
And when he prayed, he would pray an hour.
听这些弟兄讲呢，他说每次隔着那个墙听他祷告的话呢， 可以听出那个声音是流泪在祷告的。
And he said that you could hear this prayer, and it's a prayer of tears.
他因为为教会很多事情在代祷。
This brother prayed for many affairs in the church.
为慕道朋友在代祷。
He prayed for truth seekers.
一个人是由心用心为教会很多事情在代祷，不然的话不可能祷告那么久。
He truly used his entire heart to pray for the church.
所以说光是 隔着那道墙听他祷告的话呢，真的在那边的话，有时候书都看不下去。
And this brother, when he heard this other brother praying, he just couldn't keep on reading.
这个姊妹，其实她的生命的长度很短，因为才做中年就离世了。
Oh, so the sister, her life was not very long because she passed away when she was still in the middle years.
但是我相信她生命的宽度跟高度也是我们很多人我们比不上的。
But I believe that the width of her life and the height of her life is also something that many people cannot compare.
在圣经里面有记载了很多失败的例子。
The Bible also records many, many failures.
所罗门王，你看他年轻的时候多有智慧。
If we look at King Solomon and in his youth, we see how wise he was.
他向神求智慧，神真的给他很大的智慧。
He prayed to the Lord and he asked the Lord for wisdom, and the Lord truly gave him wisdom.
当这个圣殿落成的时候，他做大声的祷告，那个祷告多有力量。
And when the temple needed help, he prayed, and the prayer had so much power.
可是呢，我们看到晚年的时候，真的很可惜啊。
But we can see in King Solomon's waning years, what a pity.
我们请看《列王记上》11章3-3节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 3.
列王记上11章。
1 Kings chapter 11.
列王记上11章的3-4节。
First Kings chapter 11, verse 3 and 4.
我们去看列王记上第十一章的第三节，这里说所罗门有灰七百，都是公主，还有兵三百。这些兵灰呢，诱惑他的心。所罗门王年老的时候，他的兵灰诱惑他的心去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服主他的神。 我们再看第九节第十一节。Let's continue to see verses 9 to 11。主向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离他向他两次显现的主以色列的神。我们看到第十一节，十一节说：“所以主对他说，你既行了这事，不遵守我所吩咐你守的约和律，我必将你的国夺回赐给你的臣子。”所罗门王年轻的时候， 是非常有智慧的王，是神所喜悦的一个王。When
King Solomon was young, he was a king of great wisdom and a king that the Lord looked upon
favorably.但是年老的时候，竟然会去拜别的神。But
when he was older, he turned to other
gods.所以从这边可以看出，说一个人其实我们真的是非常脆弱的。So
we can see here that man truly is very
weak.一个从神那边得到这么大恩典的一个王。
A king that had gotten such grace from God.
这么有智慧的一个王,
someone with such wisdom.
竟然到最后竟然会离开了神,
how is it possible that he would leave God in his old years?
还会去拜别的神,
and to worship other gods.
所以其实在想了，如果他不活那么久，可能还好一点。
So sometimes we think maybe if he hadn't lived so long, it would have been better.
因为他的寿命到最后的话呢，其实成了他一生的一个绊脚石。
Because really, in his old age, this became a stumbling block. He was old and addled.
西西家王是非常好的一个王。King
Hezekiah was a very good king.
西西家王呢，我们知道说，在以色列的犹大的这些过去历史里面的话呢，好的王其实不多。In
the history of Judah and Israel, there are actually very few good kings.
但是西西家王是其中非常好的一个王。
But King Hezekiah was a very good king.
但他的生命已经到了，神要带他走了，他不想走。
But when his life, when it came time for his life to end, it came time for the Lord to take him away, Hezekiah was not ready. He did not want to go.
他向神祈求。
So he prayed to God.
后来神听他的祷告，又给他多了十五年。
And so the Lord listened to King Hezekiah's prayer and gave him 15 more years.
但是很可惜啊。
But a great pity.
因为到后来，他为了炫耀他的苦库呢，把这个打开了，让这个巴比伦的使者来看。
Because in a spirit of boastfulness and pride, he opened the treasury and let the king of Babylon see all the treasures of it.
违背了神的教训。
This was against the Lord's teaching.
惹神的愤怒后来连累到自己的子孙了。
And the Lord's wrath then came upon his grandchildren.
所以你看西西家王，他的生命的长度是加长了。
So if we look at King Hezekiah, the length of his life was added upon, was lengthened.
但是呢，他生命的宽度跟高度却减少了。
But the width of his life and the height of his life that actually diminished.
所以我们可以看到，就说生命的长短的长度呢是短暂的。
So we can see here that the length of one's life is not so important.
是非常短暂的。
And it's very short.
也不是我们可以左右的。
And it's not something that we can control.
但而且呢，不影响我们生命的一个内涵。
And it does not influence the content of our life.
但是生命长度的延续。
But the length of our life.
The extension.
The extension of our life.
如果说是为了我们要宽度或是这高度的一个增加。
Okay. If we want to extend our life in order to extend the width and the height of our life.
我想那是好的。
Then that's a good thing.
否则的话像西西家王的话呢长度是增加了但是宽度跟高度却减少了。
But we do not want to be like King Hezekiah whose life was lengthened but the width and the height of his life was diminished.
真是得不偿失啊。
And this is not something we want.
所以说基督徒我们必须靠主在主的恩典下，我们来开拓我们生命的宽度跟高度。
So as Christians, we must live according to God's will, and in order to increase the width and height of our life.
所以神其实会量我们的宽度，量我们的高度的。
So what the Lord measures is the width and the height of our life.
没有人能够例外。
And there is no exception.
我们请看启示录十一章的第一节、第二节。启示录十一章的第一节、第二节。
Let's turn to Revelations.
十一章的第一节、第二节。
Chapter 11, verse 1 to 2.
这里说有一根苇子赐给我当作量度的杖，且有话说起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量，只是殿外的院子要留下，不用量，因为这是给外邦人的。阿门。这里讲得非常非常清楚。
So in Revelations chapter 11, verse 1 to 2, there's something very clear.
神要量神的殿。
God will measure the temple of God.
神的殿呢，我们的教会，这是神的殿。
The temple of God is the church of God. This is
作为一个神的一个子民的一个集合体。
And we are the people of God.
神在量每一间教会。
God will measure every single church.
所以今天每一间教会你发觉有些教会充满了活力，有些教会的话呢，死气沉沉。
And we see that some churches are full of life, but other churches are stagnant.
那有些教会的话呢，充满了很多问题。
And we see that some churches are filled with many problems.
那有些教会呢，真的你去了以后的话，就觉得非常感谢神。
But other churches, when you walk in, you'll feel full of thanksgiving from God.
其实这些神都要量我们的。
So God will truly measure every church.
在这个教会里面的每一个神的子民，是不是真的一起为同工，一起为主的这个给我们的一个使命来努力来奋斗
？God will look to see if every believer in a church will truly work together as one family and to work for God.
这边又提到了说会量祭坛，并在要量这个祭坛。
And here it also says that the Lord will measure the altar.
祭坛就是有这边献祭的人，还有这个祭物。
The altar is the sacrifices.
有在这边献祭的人，还有这个祭物sacrifice.
Yeah. Okay. So the altar is signifies sacrifices we give to the Lord.
所以说我们是带什么献什么给神，其实神要量我们。
What have we sacrificed to the Lord? That is how the Lord will measure us.
当我们的聚会啦，平常我们跟神，我们的心是如何的，神要量我们。
when we worship him is our heart, and how is our heart with him? That's how God will measure.
因为我们是用心在敬拜神。
Because we worship the Lord with our heart.
有时候外表的一个虔诚不见得是神所喜悦的。
The outside appearance, that is not what pleases the Lord.
当然了，教会的带领的职，我想神更要量我们。
And of course, the brothers and sisters who lead the church, I believe that the Lord will measure you.
我想教会的长职了，负责人了。这些带领者神更会用更严的一个尺寸来量我们。
Those who guide the church, the Lord will use an even more exacting measure to take the width of your.
当然，在殿中所有礼拜的人都要量一量。
Of course, everyone within the church must be measured.
也就是说，每一个人、每一间教会，神都在量。
That means that every single person, every single church, the Lord will measure.
那当然量的不是长度，绝对是宽度跟高度。
Of course, what the Lord measures is not the length, but rather the width and height of your life.
所以这里也给我们彼此一个提醒。
So here it also reminds us.
其实主要量每一个人。
The Lord will measure every single person.
那如何我们在我们的生命当中来开拓我们生命的宽度跟高度
？And so how have we increased the width and the height of our life?
这是我们一生可以说我们努力的一个目标。
This is something that we must think about and something that we must strive for.
那晚上我们就这边用这边来一起做一个思考的空间。
And so tonight this is a topic that we reflect upon.
我们再来唱诗。